A journalist in Iowa is on trial today, arguably for doing her job. Andrea Sahori was reporting for the Des Moines Register during last year's protests for racial justice when police arrested her for failing to disperse and for allegedly interfering with official acts. Sahori live-streamed from the police van after her arrest.
I said multiple times, I'm a reporter with the Des Moines Register. I'm a reporter with the Des Moines Register.
The reporter faces misdemeanor charges that could mean fines and up to 30 days in jail, and her case could have implications for First Amendment rights everywhere. Randy Evans is director of the Iowa Freedom of Information Council, and he joins us now. Welcome.
Thank you.
And you're among those demanding that Polk County drop these charges, along with the Des Moines Register and Amnesty International. Why?
Well, I think it's clear that Andrea was reporting on the events that were occurring in these protests. And I think it's just inexcusable that she is being prosecuted today. I think it just runs counter to the meaning of the First Amendment to the United States Constitution.
And we heard her just a moment ago say that she repeatedly told the police that she was a working journalist. On the other hand, the police are saying that she wasn't wearing press credentials and that she ignored their orders to disperse. What about that? I mean, don't journalists have to also follow the law?
Absolutely. But I think there's two things at play here. One is the Des Moines Police Department does not issue credentials. My organization, the Iowa Freedom of Information Council, proposed to the Des Moines Police that we would provide them, the police, with visibly recognizable vests that would be marked clearly with media, but the police did not even respond to my invitation. And there were other journalists standing in that area with her who clearly said that she had identified herself as a journalist. So I think this is just, it's very troubling and it's very unfortunate.
Was there any doubt in your mind that she was there working as a journalist and solely as a journalist and not a part of the protest itself? Because she was charged along with her boyfriend who was with her. I mean, is that an issue?
Yeah, I don't believe so. She was concerned about the potential for harm. Her boyfriend at the time said that he would go with her. You know, most of the people who were at the scene of this protest and other protests in Des Moines, you know, were there peaceably, were expressing their views, and some of them, unfortunately, got swept up as police were trying to clear areas. But, you know, the other element in all of this is of the dozens and dozens and dozens of people who were charged in these protests, many of the charges have been dismissed, but it's the prosecutor has elected to make an example out of her. And I just worry about the chilling effect that is going to have on the activities of reporters when this case moves forward.
Well, to that point, how rare is it for a working journalist to go to trial for something that happened while they were on assignment?
I spent 40 years at the Des Moines Register, and in all of that time, I can remember one other journalist who was charged because he did not leave the area of a flood rapidly enough to satisfy the police. So it is exceedingly rare, and I think there's a reason for that, because I think that most prosecutors, most police realize that the media has a role that's protected by the Constitution. And the colleagues of Andrea's who were at the scene with her, you know, don't dispute at all that she was clearly doing the work of a journalist at the time.
Randy Evans is director of the Iowa Freedom of Information Council. Thank you very much.
Thank you.